How to go back to modim in the last three, if it's one bracha. I mean, so what question are we left with? We're left with the question of why, how you can go back to modim if it's one bracha. Like, let's say you skip modim, I guess. Let's say you skip modim, you started some shalom. No, the question is that what right do you have to go back to modim is bracha richta. Why don't you say simply that there's two types of chazara. One type of chazara is where I go back and I say that everything up to that point is good. But from that point on, I'm starting over again. That's one kind of chazara. Correct?
Right.
Another kind of chazara is where you simply are going over what you just did. In other words, it's not a chazara. There's a chazara of seder. Well, you're saying whatever I did to this point was good, and now I'm starting my new tefillah. From this point on, I'm starting the remainder of the tefillah.
Okay,
that's one kind of chazara. Okay, the other kind of chazara is where the gaver he repeats what he just said. Forget that question. That's not a good question. Okay, so why the med bracha? I don't know. Let's take Shmon Esrei. So the question is, why could you go back to modem, and why isn't it like always you have to go back to the beginning of Ritzei?
Right.
That's a good question. But right. What I want to say is very simple. There's two types of chazara. There's a chazara where you say that whatever you said up to this point is good, and mikana lahaba you're correcting, okay? And the tefillah starts, in other words, there's a chazara where you mafsik the tefillah. In other words, you mafsik the tefillah at a certain point, And then you're moshech the tefillah to the end. Okay, that's one kind of chazara. A chazara where you're mafsik. Okay? Then there's a chazara where you're not mafsik, you simply chozer on what you were just doing. You're chozer on what you just did. You're repeating it again. In other words, it's a true chazara. There's one type of chazara where, in both cases, you go back, so you use the word chozer. But in one type, it's a repeat, it's a chazara, you're chazering over the thing, and in the other case, it's a mafsik, and you're continuing the Shmon Esrei from that point. Okay? One is a chazara of the gavra. The gavra goes back, and he's mafsik his tefillah at a certain point, and then he's mamshich the tefillah from that point on. That's one type of chozer. The other type of chozer is where he's chozer al adover. He goes back over it again. He repeats it. We're using corrections in a different way. But that was a different point. That was a point that the whole idea of chazara and is in the gavra. That was in the chefza. You can't correct the chefza. Without giving the gavra chus chazara, you can't correct the chefza. That was a different idea. That's a different concept. That's not the same concept as we're saying now. No, but we're using the word correction, but you have to understand how we rejected it. We rejected it in the sense that you could somehow or other edit out what you did. But we're saying because the Gavra has a schus to be chozer. That's why he could do it. But what is he doing? He is editing out. I mean, in fact, what is he doing? Can't have a tefillah running like this. I mean, can't have wrong tefillah. You have to edit it out. It's got to be a correction. But our original question was, what kind of halacha is this? What is it, like a machine? You can just edit it out? So we said, because the gavra has a schus of chazara. But that's why he can edit it out. Oh, now I'm saying there are two concepts of chazara. One concept of chazara is the gavra's chozer to a certain point. And what he's saying is that the tefillah up to that point is valid, and from that point on, I'm being mamshach. He's going back to a certain point to be mamshach from that point. Okay? That's one kind of chazara. Alright? The other kind of chazara is where he's chozer al osa davar. In other words, he did something, and now I'm doing it over again. It's a chazara on the chefza. I'll tell you how you know. That's if you went on to the next bracha. So now you can't say you're being chozer al adover because you're not involved in the dover anymore. You're in the new inyan. So you can't be chozer al adover. But you can be mafsik yetfila. You always have that schos, be mafsik yetfila at a certain point and be mamshich it from that point on. Okay? So by modim, where he didn't start some shalom yet, so he still can have the chazara of going over it again, being chozer al adover. Okay? But once he starts something new, now you want to be a mafsik, a chazar of a mafsik, where you mafsik the tefillah at a certain point, and then you mamshich it from that point on. So there, if it's one entity, you can't do that, because you can't be mafsik in the middle of an entity. What's the problem with one entity? The problem with one entity is that it can't be broken up. It's one unit. Okay? So that's why if you're going to go back to the middle of the unit, so you're going to be mafsik over here, and you'll be mamshich yitzvila over there. But you can't be mafsik in the middle of the unit. So you're not going to have the first part of the unit. So if you say Ritzei, Modim, and Sim Shalom are all one unit, so if you go back to Modim, so it comes out that you're being mafsik in the middle of a unit. So you want part of the unit to be valid, and it should continue with your new tefillah. Right? Can't do it. Because it can't be mafsik in the middle of the unit. But over here, you're not being mafsik, you're being chozer al-davar. So chozer al-davar, that you can do as long as you're still in the thing, you didn't leave it yet, so you can be chozer al-davar. Okay, is it good so far? No, I'm not saying that's machlokas. No. Forget it. Let's not complicate it. I'm just answering the question. I'm just answering the question as to why it is, even though it's one unit, it doesn't have to go back to its A. Okay? Why is that? That's the question I'm answering. Yes? He finished the bracha. In the middle of the bracha, you can go back. And that's the best raya. The halacha is if you didn't finish the bracha, you could always go back. Right? Why could you go back? Because that's just chazar. So one entity, I could always be chozer. Like, let's say, for instance, I'm in the middle of Modim, and I forgot a few lines. Okay? So I could always go back over those lines. If you're in the middle of the bracha, you can go back over the lines, because then it's a chazar. When you didn't finish the bracha, you don't have to start from Modim again. When you finish the bracha, that's it. Then you can be chozer on the bracha. Because then what you're going to be saying, you have an entity of a bracha, right? So you're going to be saying, I want half of the entity to stand, and I want to continue from that point. That why is it if I'm in the middle of Modim, I can do that? You go, right. If you're in the middle of Modim, then you don't have to go back to the beginning of Modim. That's correct. If you're in the middle of the thing, then you're being chozer on the dover, you're in the middle. So the fact that you're in the middle allows you to be chozer on that. You finished it already. Yeah, go back to the beginning of Modim. And be chozer on the bracha. Okay. In other words, if you're in the middle of Modim, so you're being chozer on the dvarim, that you're on these words, you're being chozer on the words, so that you can do. But if you finish the bracha, now you have to be chozer on a bracha. Otherwise, you're going to be editing. You're going to be saying half of the things should remain. That you can't do. What you're involved in, you can be chozer on. So if you're involved in the sphere of dvarim in the middle of the bracha, so you can be chozer on that. But once you finish the bracha, that's an entity. Now you can be chazan on the bracha. And if you chazan the middle, what you're doing is you're being mafsik. That, I think, is the right svara. You're not relating to the words anymore. Now you're relating to an entity. So now you want to take an entity of bracha, you want to split it and be mafsik in the middle, you want to continue. So you can't do that. But if you didn't finish the bracha yet, so now there's no, you know, it's not an entity of bracha, so it's just words. So words, you can be chazan to the words. Okay, yes. Depends where you are. Depends, it's relative to where you are. Okay? How does it work out? That's the thing you have to say to answer. There's two types of chazar. There's a chazar that's a mafsik, and there's a chazar where you simply chazar on the chefza. His proof from benching, right? So he says that over there it's chazar. Right? So you see, you can be chazar al adavar, because otherwise they couldn't have made that bracha. Because what's that bracha? The bracha is a chazar. So if you can't be chazar, so how could you say, I can make that bracha? You finished it. You have a right to be chazar. He's being chazer al davar insofar as one element in it. That's the idea of the bracha. The bracha gives you the right to be chazer al davar with regard to vis-a-vis one unit, one component. So I'm being chazer al davar. That's the idea. They made it into a new unit, so you could use the principle of being chazer, and you could be chazer only on this part. That's the concept of a bracha, an entity of bracha. Yeah. In other words, now they're breaking it up into units. So you're being chozer to one, that's the idea of the bracha. They're allowing you to be chozer on one component of the bracha. So how do we define machlekes? Machlekes is whether, if you say Seder means you began the next thing, so then you can't do it anymore. Right? You can't be chozer. As a matter of fact, it comes out better now. Because once you say Seder, the Siyum of Bracha and the Kiyum of the Siyum of the Bracha already sets up the Seder, it puts in the Seder of the next Bracha, so now you can't be Chazer anymore. Yeah, because it created the Seder. The Seder will not allow you to be Chazer. But if you say there's no Allah of Seder and Cheftza, in terms of the Gava rather, but it's just Allah and the Cheftza, that has to be after the thing. So I just have to make sure that Sim Shalom is after Masa. And I can be Chozer on Modem, and I can do Sim Shalom. And then the Raya that he brought was the Raya. We learned the Girsa that we have in the Ein Lachza. The Lashon Chozer. Lashon Chozer means not in the Bracha itself. Right. Outside the Bracha. Right. That's as much more like it's a Mafsik. Like it's a mafsik. That's what I'm saying. It's a mafsik. I mean, Torah is much interesting than Torah. Where do you see that? You don't see that by Torah, like that, that he's considered most interesting than Torah. I mean, it's just the Kiyum Tefillah's level. Rabbeinu Yitzchak Zal Ro'al Rabbeinu Tam Zal. Oh, so yes, it was Chozer. Apparently, it was Chozer La'avoda. In other words, it was a Chazar, not the Chazar of Rabbeinu Elchanan. But a chazar of a mafsik. He's bringing this down because it's a chazar of a mafsik. So first he took up the chazar, which is a chazar al ador. And now he's saying that the Rabbeinu Tam was even chozer, but Taurus mafsik. So in other words, what he introduced was a chazar of a Taurus mafsik in a case where it's ain't a tzarach. Okay? In other words, you always have a right to be chozer and be mafsik. Yeah, so what does Rabbeinu Tam hold, basically? I mean, apparently he holds that you always, that the mispala, the government mispala, always has a schus chazara. That the schus chazara is not contingent on the psul of the tefillah. But you always have a schus chazara. Because that's an intrinsic right. I mean, that seems to be in line with our svara, the original svara. The mispalel, the gavra that's mispalel, has a schus chazar. So it's not because, so it has nothing to do, it shouldn't have anything to do with whether you're chayev lachzar. Because the schus chazar is a separate phenomenon. So that's Rabbeinu Tam's svara, that the gavra mispalel always has a schus chazar. So why should it be totally in whether he made it his chayev or not? It's a schus, you can't take the schus away from him. So you always go back and be mafsik and be mashlim as tefillah. Right? Okay, good. Okay. That's Rabbeinu Tam. And in Svar it's good. Yes? Now, so it's a good thing we worked out those two types of Chazar, because now it fits in very nicely in a rush. So what do we hold? Matir. You have a schus to be Chozer, but you need a Matir. You can't just add Tfilas, just add Brachas. You need a Matir for the Tfilas. So the Matir is the fact that the Tfilas is no good. That is a toss in the Tfilas, didn't toss in the Tfilas. In other words, the schus gives you a right to be chozer for that the phenomenon of chazara exists. But you have to have a reason to be chozer. You can't just be chozer because you want to be marba b'tfilas, marba b'brachas. So you can't do that. Okay? Why you can't do it? Because yudches brachas tikna chachamim and not more. You can't be most of all brachas. You mean most of all brachas. That's right, because that they everybody seems to hold that way. The chazara of a mafsik, you need to have a matir. You yotz already. The other way, the Rabbeinu Tam says, even if you want to make it better, I want to improve my tefillah, but I'm being mosif in the brachas. The schus chazara means because you're only lifnei Hashem, so you have a schus to be chozer, but you can't just, doesn't mean you just be chozer 15 times. I'll go back to refrain of 5 times. I mean, it's crazy. You can't do that. I mean, you have to be a mayat, and you need a matir for tefillah. I mean, you need a matir for tefillah. It's the Rav's biggest oath. Like, I can't just go back and end this is going to go back. What is he chazer for? Why? That's just nonsense. I mean, if he's adding something, saying so he's exercising his chus chazara. But that's the machlokes Shoshana. Can you exercise his chus chazara if you're yotzei tefillah, or do you need the matir that you're not yotzei in order to be chazer? That's the machlokes Shoshana. Now, you have his chus chazara if the tefillah objectively is lacking. Your own personal tefillah. So then, I mean, you're going to spell tefillah and dough later. Yeah, but now you're going to say that if you miss it, that you're not yotzei. Now I'll tell you why. Because it's very simple. Because, you know, the answer is, the reason why you can't skip Yalav Yavu, even though you'll be yotzei, is because you're changing Nesach HaTfilah. You have no right to change Nesach HaTfilah. Here, the Nesach HaTfilah is lost already. So that's the question of being chozer. So there, we say, Rabbeinu Tam says, you're not mechuyev to go back. Now mechuyev because I'm yotzei. And I'm not changing Nusach HaTfilah by not going back. I'm going back, on the contrary. I'm going back, I'm being mafsik the whole tefillah. But so I have a schus to do it, but it's not like and I have schus. I don't want to do it. If I don't want to do it, it's not like skipping Yalav Yavo. That's a shinui in the Madei of Tefillah. It's extending the idea of Beit HaTam. You have a right to go back and be mispalel again because of the din of Tefillas Nedavah. But that you have a right. But to be mosif, in other words, why? How does that fit into what he just said before, to the whole... His idea is a good idea. That what? Yeah, he also has to, because now I'll do it. So it's a hefsek. Now, the continuity is very simple. He's saying like this. He agrees with Rabbeinu Tam that a person has a right to be mispalel, because the whole Rabbeinu Tam is based on the gavra mispalel, has a right to go back and to perfect the tefillah, right? So he says, yes, you have a schus to do that, but only in the format of a full Shemona Esrei, which is a tefillas nedava. But you don't have a schus to be most of brachas, where you yotze the brachas. That's the continuity. Because Rabbeinu Tam holds, you have a schus to be most of brachas. That's the whole idea of Rabbeinu Tam. Because since you have a schus chazor, so it means you have a schus to be most of brachas. That's Rabbeinu Tam, correct? So he says, I agree that the mispal has a schus to perfect his tefillah, but he has no schus to be most of brachas, but he could have a whole Shema Esrei. Because that's tefillas nedava, that is right too. But not to be most of brachas in Shema Esrei. That I think is the continuity. Of course, you have no right to do that. You can't be a Moshe Bracha. You have no matter. Exactly. You have no matter. The only matter is if the Bracha is a Bracha Batos.